Hi guys, just a quick message for Christians heading into Easter weekend. I know this is a big one for you guys, particularly Christians who have been silent, I suppose, in the last year and a half of Israeli extermination in the Levant. And for the good old Christian Zionists, you guys just, oh, it's so intriguing to me. It's a real head scratcher, but sure, look, such is the world. I just wondered, have you guys heard at all? You probably haven't heard that all Christian churches in Gaza have been bombed like multiple times. Because they tend to shelter civilians who are trying to dodge the death and destruction around them. So they've been targeted like multiple times. Between 3 and 5% of the Christian population of Gaza have been massacred. You probably again didn't hear. Churches in Lebanon bombed several times. Many Christians killed in Lebanon and the West Bank as well. But just to park that for a second, just in terms of Jesus's core values, because I was brought up a Catholic, and I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't love your neighbor and enemy a big part of Jesus's core teachings? Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you. Matthew 5:44. Mercy and forgiveness, big Jesus teaching. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matthew 5:7. Jesus famously even forgave his crucifiers. Imagine that. Peacemaking, blessed are the peacemakers. We all know that one. And a core one, compassion for the oppressed. Anybody who's ever even flicked through the Bible would know that Jesus always stood with the poor, the sick, and the marginalized. And it's just hard to see where any of that stuff dovetails with the Israeli actions over the last year and a half. Mercy, oh my God, bombing, destroying infrastructure, killing mostly women and children, showing no mercy or compassion to orphans, to widows, charring, burning civilians alive in their tents and legitimizing and glorifying it. Extraordinary lack of mercy, you'd have to say. No desire for peace, you know, breaking ceasefires all over the place. I was in Lebanon when they were actively breaking ceasefires all the time. You know, it's an ethno-nationalist state. I think most people would agree there's one set of rules for Israelis and another set of rules for the Palestinians who they're trying to expel the indigenous Palestinians right now. And of course, Jesus, you know, was all about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of spirit, was totally against ethno-nationalism. Jesus, of course, famously an anti-imperialist, somebody who was tried for insurrection, somebody who was railing against the Roman Empire. I think if he was around today, I don't think he'd be siding with the people destroying the lives of the indigenous Palestinian people when he was a Palestinian himself. I don't think he'd be on the side of the oligarchs, the people who support Zionism. He'd be out in the streets with us, wouldn't he? So anyway, guys, enjoy your Easter. I hope you have a great weekend. But please, please stop calling yourself Christians.